Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Low T in the building.
They need to make a new one with Low T.
Low T in the building with the air horns.
No way. No Low T. No. That's not being entered into any Tom Kelly song.
I just think it's funny, man. That's not my...
If someone wants to make that,
you know,
I will play it.
Kyle, shut up. Shut up.
Chat GPT.
I'm in control back here.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
I know you will.
Somebody gonna make that.
I know you will. It's just every week I come on after the Players Lounge, and, you know, they're giving me a little promotion for the show, and then I always hear Hugh. Low T coming up next.
Low T in the building.
Thanks a lot, Hugh.
I just think it's funny, man.
Man.
Well, I didn't do that. That's you people's fault.
Well, and I'm already dry. I always forget about you people until I get here. And now I'm already dreading 145 today. I'm sure they haven't.
I'm probably sure they're probably lit already.
Yeah, and this is like Hugh's day off. I mean, you love what I'm in just because of the you people.
No, seriously, lately, Kyle been getting a lot more heat. Like the mustache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've been killing the mustache.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, now I feel like Kyle's gotten to the point with the mustache. It's almost, you can't shave it off because now it'll be like you got bullied into doing it.
Yeah. Not really. I'm not worried about it.
Well, you're going to be stuck with that thing forever, though.
Well,
maybe. I mean, that could be a problem.
We'll see.
At some point, you're probably going to want to get rid of it.
My girlfriend likes it.
Okay.
It's all that matters.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. That is all that matters. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But talking about the Eagles start the show and these next couple games. Are you all right over there, Hugh? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. These next couple games, what are you looking for more? Are you looking for the Eagles to protect the quarterback? You think it's more important for Jalen to stay healthy? Or are you going trying to win these games, getting this offense going? That's what it's about. To me, more than even, you know, getting a higher seed, is this offense needs to start functioning well. This offense needs to figure things out heading into the playoffs. And, you know, I can't look at a Raiders game where they beat a team, probably the worst team in football right now, probably a team that's quit on the season. They needed to do it, and it's better they did it than not. But I can't look at that and think that this thing is fixed. I don't think it's fixed. They need to build off what they did against the Raiders, and I don't think they can do that removing a big part of their offense, like Jalen running the football. I don't think you can be too worried about that the last couple
All
weeks.
All hands on deck, TK. You gotta get ready to go, man. I think that last week, one of the reasons why we had the success is that Jalen was a threat in the running game. I know it's unfortunate that when you run your quarterback as much as he ran last week, you run the risk of him getting hurt. But I don't think you can scale it back now, because I think that was a part of why the offense was as efficient as it was. You know, Dallas Goedert had a day while you're playing last week. So, yeah, I think that he needs to be a part of that.
Yeah, you got to go for it. No question about it. And you got to keep running them. 215-592-9494. In a minute, we will get to Nick Sirianni, what he had to say on his appearance at the morning show today about Jalen's health moving forward. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Mark in Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
This is the new NFL, okay? This is not 1982 when he played 12 games. We're at 17 games, soon to be 18. It's about attrition, and it's about health. You got to pace yourself. You know, I say we keep it vanilla for the next 3 weeks. You know, the Commanders twice. You know, these are teams we can beat. Keep it vanilla, and then we hit them like Pearl Harbor in the playoffs. I mean, we've earned that right because we deserved it. It's the teams that – it's like stacking chestnuts. When you stack enough chestnuts, you can kind of not relax, but you can kind of put it in neutral as you get toward the end. It's the teams that are scrambling who are losing early on that have to go breakneck now, and they end up getting hurt. Look at Green Bay. Look at the Lions last year. The Lions were a lot better. But they killed themselves every week, and they end up having nothing left in the tank.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What does this offense do well? Like, what are they most proficient in?
Spreading the ball around.
I don't think they spread the ball around all that well, Mark, to be honest with you. Well, it seems to be one guy or nobody every week.
If you look at the statistics, Devontae Smith is about to hit 1,000 yards.
Devontae's been
uninvolved
the last 3 weeks.
AJ Brown is about to have 1,000 yards. The tight end's about to go over 10 touchdowns. And Jalen's going to have 3,500 yards.
Okay, Mark.
And a career high in TD pass.
Mark, for one second, stop looking at the stats. Be honest with yourself. When you watch the offense the last few weeks, I know they had a great game against the Raiders. The 5 weeks before that, would you say the offense stunk?
It's been up and down.
It's been bad.
Up and down, perfectly.
I mean, it's been bad, Mark. Come on, Mark. Be honest.
I'm being honest. The Cowboys game. Okay.
That was one quarter.
But statistically, you know, we look fine. Jalen didn't turn the ball over. He had like 290 yards receiving.
Did you say statistically we look fine? Do you know where this offense is ranked?
You got to stop looking at that. How many wins do we have? Hold up, Mark.
So you can look at the stats. You can look at the stat sheet, but I can't.
Don't look at the bad stats.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Let me say one thing.
No, right, you got it. The floor is yours.
Go ahead, Mark.
They're skewed. All those teams that are at the top statistically, they're losing.
So wait a minute, Mark. Since we're talking about
Dak Prescott, he's losing.
Let me stop. God. So, Mark, since the stats are skewed, right? Since you just said the stats are skewed, why are you throwing out AJ Brown and Devontae Smith almost going over 1,000 yards in this season? Do you think either one of them going to the Pro Bowl?
Because I can play that role too.
Wait a minute.
And I just showed you that. That's
like
why.
The season that they're having, do you think any one of those receivers are going to the Pro Bowl? Who's going to the Pro Bowl?
Depends on injury. Depends on some people don't want to go. You know how that goes, Hugh.
Mark, I'm asking though. Okay, initially voted in.
Devontae will make it, so will Goddard. He's going to have 10 touchdowns. He'll definitely make it.
Devontae making it to the Pro Bowl?
I think he might. I think he might.
I mean, he's right that injuries could fall backwards into it. Goddard's probably the best chance.
I appreciate the call, Mark. I would say Devontae over the last couple weeks probably maybe costing him a Pro Bowl berth. But this is the thing. Like, okay, you can say the idea that, the teams that lead in stats aren't winning games is just not true. Like, the Rams are the best offense in the NFL. You know what the Rams also have? The best record in the NFC right now.
How many receivers go? Puka's going to the Pro Bowl. Yeah. I haven't even.
Devontae Adams probably going
to the Pro Bowl. But if the Rams go to the Super Bowl, he's not going to play. Like, back out of the Pro Bowl.
But that's not the point that I'm making. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about initially voting.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Pro Bowl season.
Yeah. It's probably just Goddard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably defensively, I think N'Kobe Dean should go, me personally. But it's not. The point that I was making is this. Ain't too many Eagles going to the Pro Bowl.
No. And
this offense, you know, statistically is not as efficient. As a matter of fact, Mark, if I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I'm willing to bet that the Eagles offense is probably 25th to 32nd as far as the total rank in total offense.
Somewhere,
the point I'm making is it's somewhere at the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. And first off, who cares about Pro Bowl berths? Like, nobody cares. about guys going to the Pro Bowl. So that's first off. And second off, man, like, let's just be honest. Like, and stop looking at the stats. The offense did not look good for 5 weeks. They had a good game against the Raiders. Definitely a step in the right direction. I'm not saying it's meaningless, but it is meaningless if you don't continue to build off of it. And if we just, you know, have this idea, oh, well, everything's fixed, we can just do what we did against the Raiders in the playoffs, I just think that's crazy. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But obviously something to watch now as we head into the game this week against Washington. Short week on Saturday, Jalen Hurts' health. Now, Nick Sirianni on with the morning show this morning. Joe DeCamera asked Nick about Jalen, where he is health-wise right now. Here was Nick's response.
Is he going to practice today?
You guys are speculating there a little bit. He came in and threw a dime the very next play for a touchdown, and then, you know, he was – and then he came out because of the lead that we had. So, we looked through everything, we're walking through today just because it's a short week. Looking forward to a really good practice.
Now, it's nothing to see here, Hill. I mean, Jalen's totally fine. Speculating.
Well, if we're going to recklessly speculate, then Jalen's playing. So all of this is moot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, nothing happened. Jalen's playing as far as coach is concerned.
And that's the thing. If he's fine, then he should run.
Well,
I mean, hey,
just because he's
coach
playing
said
doesn't
we're
mean
speculating.
He's well, I know, but he also didn't answer the question on whether he's practicing and or any of that, or whether
well,
and whether
I will
he's
say
like
this.
Okay.
As far as being healthy, nobody's healthy; they're functional. Like everybody's banged up this time of year.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between Hurts' health before this week
well,
and after coming up.
It's different between being hurt and injured.
Right.
Like if he's injured, that's what we're talking about. He's definitely hurt.
But being hurt, I think, you know, plays into whether or not they should keep running or not.
Being injured. Mm. It's worse to be injured right. than hurt. Like, hurt and injured are two different things.
Yeah.
I'm invoking Coach Billy Joe. That's what my coach used to say that to me all the time.
Right, but if his knee's not right,
difference.
And there's a hurt ankle, and there's a chance you can make it worse by continuing to run, then that matters.
But that's what I'm saying. That's injured. If you're injured, that's how you
all
make
right, well,
it
then
worse.
He's injured. Whatever you want to call it.
No. It's a difference.
Me.
Listen to what I'm saying.
No.
When you're hurt. When you're hurt, you might be a little banged up, but you can still go. You know, like when you start, like say for instance, if you're a runner, you know how when you wake up in the morning, your leg, your muscle a little sore or whatever, you're hurting. You're not injured. You're just hurting. And once you get going, you know, the juices get to flowing, you're fine. He's probably more in that realm than anything.
Right.
If he's injured,
well,
that means.
I'm really speculating.
And if the,
yeah, I am recklessly.
And if the idea with his injury is, okay, well, we're going to have one or two less designed runs. Okay, I can understand that. But what I just can't get to is you can't, like, completely remove this from your offense. Like, you just can't do it. If you're trying to find a rhythm and you're trying to figure out, and that's, to me, what the next 2-3 weeks should be about. And as Kyle said, there's a very real possibility that they go into week 18, nothing to play for. Then, yeah, of course, you're going to sit everybody. But the next two games in particular should be about what is an offensive formula that we can use in January and February. Like, what can we do well? And I just do not believe that you can figure that out and totally remove Jalen running the ball. It needs to be a part of it. And sure, if you want to do one or two less designed runs, fine, but he needs to be a part of the offense regardless right now if you're going to figure that out. Let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, PK, what's up, man?
What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, Hugh, you went off on me a little bit last week, but I'm here to I'm back, baby.
I went off on you? What did I do?
No, you ain't go off on me. I'm just kidding. You told me my answer was a little long-winded when I was
you probably was a little long-winded.
Oh,
but no,
I remember.
Yeah.
Land the plane.
Long talking.
Listen, I'm on with TK today. I ain't going to get long-winded, but I call into a show regularly because one of the things I think, Tom, you do better than anybody on the radio is you give people an opportunity to speak and then you move on. And I appreciate that as a fan that calls into the radio on a regular basis. This is what I do. I love my Eagles. Here's what I have to say. And this is you, the point that I was trying to get to last week. And I'm cracking up as I'm listening to you guys because I think rightfully so, right? We become so enamored with the style of play in football over the last however many years that we just feel like guys have to play a certain kind of way. And when they don't, they're not good. So for me, going back to, I don't know if you guys did, but I watched Jalen Hurts his entire college career. Jalen Hurts broke the single-season rushing record for a quarterback at Alabama as a freshman. He broke the single-season rushing record as a quarterback at Oklahoma as a junior or whatever it was, and had a total of over 5,000 yards at Oklahoma during his time there, en route to become second in as a runner-up in the Heisman voting, right?
You all right out there, Anthony?
Watch out for that train.
Yeah, careful in traffic out there.
Oh, yeah. That ain't me. That's the guy next to me.
Okay.
But my point is, of course, guys, it's like, to me, it's like, duh, of course if we take away his running ability, he's not an elite quarterback. Everything he's done to this point that made him elite was being an RPO kind of guy, a play-action pass kind of guy. Jalen didn't get here by dropping back, throwing the ball 35 times a game. So when we talk about him like he need, like, oh, well, Jalen, you know, this offense is just not as good when Jalen has to drop back and throw the ball 30 times a game. No, it's not, but he's never been that guy.
Right. Well, Anthony, when you look at the next couple weeks, though, because I think we're kind of on the same page here, are you continuing to run him then? Because to me, that's the only way this offense is going to get it figured out.
Well, I think what I'm more so concerned about, TK, is this. I'm not nearly as concerned about Jalen getting hurt versus not getting hurt if you run him a lot. What I'm more so concerned about is whether or not Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni together, because they're doing it together now, right? Whether or not they have a recipe for how to mix in play action, RPO stuff that is geared toward Jalen being what he is when that time comes, then I am. He can run in his sleep. I'm not concerned about that. We can't be worried about him getting hurt because that's just part of the game. Like, well, you know, everybody wants to see Tanner McKee anyway. So we got to play him the way you play him. You're supposed to play a guy like that and then just let the chips fall where they may. But to me, it's funny when we just we keep talking about, oh, what Joe Burrow does and Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts is not those guys. He's all completely different.
Well, yeah, no, I hear you, Anthony, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And
Anthony, love the fact that TK let you talk. Man, you long talking.
He was
dog.
Long
you
talking.
You gotta land that
I
plane.
I could see
dog.
Use attention span. It's
no,
just
you know,
not built
you know
for
what
that.
I mean? You're killing me. I mean, we let you speak. But you talk too long. Well, dog. You long talking.
It was when Hugh got when you like leaned back and did the arm cross, and I'm like,
it's like, dog.
Okay,
he's
lost you.
No, we got this. Is a safe space.
Yeah, he was long,
but we have ADHD over here. Yeah. We ain't got time. We listen.
We gotta keep it moving.
You gotta get to it quick, man. I understand you're a Jalen fan, but the bottom line is this, and I heard half of what you said. I kind of checked out, but the bottom line is this: Jalen was a great college football player. This ain't college.
No.
It's the NFL, and you have to evolve. I think the thing that people are, and I think this is where we get caught up, because we love Jalen, and Jalen has done a tremendous thing for us by taking us to two Super Bowls and winning one. But everybody has to evolve. Everybody. And the problem is, or a problem looks like, that he's reluctant to do so.
Agreed.
And you know, he's devolving. So in order for us to ultimately get where I want to be, it's funny. This is what I find funny, because the mantra everywhere in any part of life is you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable, and that basically means you have to adapt to everything. Like being up here, doing radio in Atlanta is different than doing radio up here, and you have to adapt to that. But for whatever reason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When it comes to him, when you talk about, in a nutshell, you talk about what he needs to do better. But for everybody that talks about Jalen, it was good. It's good enough. No, it's not. And and everybody that has played this game, not trying to Ryan Clark in anybody, but anybody that has played this game tells you every time that we talk about this, that it has to be better. It has to be. They didn't say it was bad, but in order for you to evolve and be better, you have to be different. You can't be the same. It's impossible.
And I think I actually think with Jalen too. Like, I think he wants to be something that he's not sometimes. Like, if the reports are true that he doesn't want to run as much, there's no reason to not believe them. Like, Jeff McClain, Jimmy Kemsky, these guys have covered the team for a long time here. I just think that Jalen needs to understand what makes you special is your legs. Like, what makes you special is your ability to run the ball. If you take that away, you're just not a great quarterback, to be honest.
I don't disagree. So, like, unleash that in the postseason. He can run as much as he wants in the postseason. These games don't matter enough
for me to
risk that. But do you
really want to go into the playoffs?
Yes.
Everybody miserable, guys, the offense playing bad? I don't want to go in the playoffs
I got news for you guys. There's 3 weeks left. All this stuff about begging and wanting the offense to look good and all that stuff, that feels like it's over with now.
I don't think so.
It is.
Look at what they did on Sunday.
Give up the dream.
Build off what you did on Sunday against Washington and Buffalo, Kyle. Come on.
Like, this is where, y'all, now I got to be a drunk uncle at the barbecue.
Oh, no.
Because what we accomplished this weekend was big, but it was not good enough. Let's be honest. They gave up. The Raiders, they wanted out of here. They didn't want no parts of that running game. They didn't want no parts of that game after the temperature dropped. We have a lot that we have to work on.
It's a little Douglas here?
No, I'm not doubting anything because I'll take the win all day. If my coaches just say, Billy Joe, if they bad, you beat them because they're bad.
Okay.
And that was a bad football team that deserved the ass whooping that they got.
Yes.
Because they're bad. They didn't execute well. They didn't do anything well. They barely had over – they didn't – the only thing they had 100 yards
75
total.
Yards. You know, that lowest of any team since 2023.
That is a bad football team.
They stink.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the folk, Mark, and I'm not picking on you, but the folks that want to look at the stats and want to toot their horn, 75 yards of offense.
Yeah.
That is not nothing to toot your horn about. That is nothing that says to me you should be comfortable in anything that you're doing. You got a gift, Sunday. Granted, I like gifts. I like free stuff. Shout out to Ben, because Ben gave me this nice Wawa cup.
Okay.
You know, I'm not complaining, but I like the metal cups better.
Well, speaking of
the metal cups.
Speaking of gifts, Hugh, it's another big day today because another day where we are celebrating with something in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Ho ho. It's Hugh's holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
So later in the show, when you hear that sounder, we will play the sounder, then we'll clear the board, you call in, a chance at Hugh's Holiday Stocking presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. If you win today, you win the qualifying prize, Jack Daniel's prize pack, two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, Jack Daniel's umbrella, Jack Daniel's golf tee pack, Jack Daniel's playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, and you'll be entered into an opportunity to win the grand prize, a Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and a Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set, thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And, of course, thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember, celebrate responsibly. So later in the show, Hugh's Holiday Stocking. You've been just giving a ton of stuff away, Hugh. Holiday Stocking.
Yeah, Hugh is a generous guy, not cheap at all.
No.
I don't know if people would argue with that.
Even though I did another $2 bet last night, I heard.
Yeah, I donated. Okay. I got to give Kyle. I was looking for a mason jar last night.
We
need to go get Kyle back his money.
We were both wrong last night, and it's one of those bets you feel bad about because
Miami?
I also bet the Dolphins. Last
yeah,
night.
I thought they were going to win last night. You know, with the whole, I saw the video of them practicing in the snow, getting their minds right, and all. It wasn't enough.
No.
Was that? I saw the coach do a press conference after where he came to the. He was a little defiant at the
McDaniel.
Yeah, was he a little defiant? I don't know if it's real because. You know, there's a lot of AI stuff out there. So I didn't know if it was a real press conference or not, but he was at the podium being a little defiant.
Really?
I don't know if it was.
He looks very cold during these games.
Yeah.
He's all bundled up. I think he looks a little like Francisco.
He wears capri pants.
Do you think he looks like Francisco a little bit?
Francisco looked like he'd be his illegitimate son.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way
to
put it.
The one that he don't claim.
Oh, good. Sorry, Fran. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to all your calls. Do you want the Eagles to prioritize winning these games, getting the offense right, building off what they did on Sunday, or Jalen's health? Are you dialing back the run game, making sure you keep the quarterback healthy for the playoffs? Your take on that. Also coming up, Devin Caney will join us. We'll get her take on this and more of your calls. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94. WIP.
Y'all checking out that holiday shopping list? You know what? Wawa got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards for Wawa fans in your life and for fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and a whole lot more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for the coworkers, the delivery driver, and even a family gift swap. You know, when you're swapping those gifts on Christmas Day. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have a Wawa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.